Can we be too bad to be saved? Can we be too bad to be saved? You may remember last time we looked at the subject, can we be too good? And we did say that there are a great number of people and they believe that they are so good they do not need the salvation of God. Now that's, I would say, the majority of people to whom we speak. But there are some people, and they believe the opposite. Maybe you are among these people, I don't know. But there are some people, and they believe they are too bad to be saved. They say, you don't know what I've done. You don't know what I've been. God wouldn't have anything to do with me. Well, there's an interesting little story in the Bible, and it is especially given to people who believe that they are too bad to be saved. I say there are not many people who think this way, but there are some. And then, of course, there are people who are always prepared to make any excuse. They say, well, I'm too good, or maybe I'm too bad, as long as they don't have to be bothered about getting right with God. But if you genuinely have this difficulty, I want to bring you some help. Now, the Bible helps to show that it can be proved that none is too bad to be saved. You may be too careless. You may be too indifferent. You may be too proud. But you can't be too bad in the sense that your sin cannot be forgiven. Now, to help such people, God did something very special. Listen carefully. This is intended to give the worst encouragement to come to God through Jesus Christ. Let me read you some words from the first letter to Timothy and the first chapter. This is in the 12th verse. 1 Timothy chapter 1, the 12th verse, where Paul says, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me faithful, appointing me to his service, even though I was once a blasphemer, and a persecutor, and a violent man. I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. And then this. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life. Did you get that message? Now that's amazing. The apostle here says, the apostle Paul, he says, I am the chief of sinners. I am the worst sinner. And he says, what I did was, I blasphemed. I persecuted. I was a violent man. Now this violence showed itself in a very particular way. He persecuted Christians. He killed Christians. That was his particular business in life, to kill Christians. He didn't just murder somebody in a drunken brawl. He didn't just stab somebody and he didn't really mean it. He deliberately went about killing Christians. Now he bears testimony and he says this, I was the worst sinner, but God showed me mercy. And because he shows mercy to the worst, for that very reason, he shows this mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Jesus may show a display of his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him. And maybe that's you today. Paul is saying, look, I was the very worst sinner. Look at the things that I did. If Jesus Christ would save me, if he would pardon me from my sins, he will pardon you. If I could receive mercy, you can receive mercy. There is nobody too bad to be saved. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. He died upon the cross to pay the price that was due to us. He bore the judgment that was due to us. Do you feel bad? Do you feel that you are perhaps too bad to be saved? Too bad to come to a knowledge of God? I am here with the authority of God today to tell you that you are not too bad. That is a lie of the devil. You come and be like this Saul of Tarsus, that was his name. And you just bring all your sins and bring them to God in Jesus Christ. And you can find mercy. Charles Wesley wrote these words, "'Tis mercy all, immense and free, for, O my God, it found out me." I found mercy. I found mercy. What a sinner I am. I can testify to that. What a sinner I am. But oh, how I rejoice to tell you this morning, God saved me. And God will save you if you come to Him in the name of Jesus.